Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell History in Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History in Comment for Thursday, January 18th, 2024. Explorer James Cook is in the news again today. He made three voyages, the first two completely circumnavigating the Earth, the third did not. The third began in 1776 with the stated purpose of returning one of the natives back to the South Pacific island of Tahiti. But the unstated and more pressing issue was to see if a northwest passage over the top of the Americas could be found. He sailed out of England bound for the South Pacific via the Indian Ocean. On this day, in 1778, he becomes the first European to set sights on the Hawaiian Islands. After a stop there, he sails northwest towards the North American coast, through the Bering Strait, as far north as 70 degrees latitude, before encountering sea ice. 10 years later, Great Britain has found a use for Australia. The first fleet carrying 736 convicts and some of their families arrive at Botany Bay. Australia is the other side of the world and sometimes hard for us to get our head around. Botany Bay is just south of present-day Sydney and further south than much of the continent, therefore more temperate than tropical. Botany Bay sits about 34 degrees south, roughly as far south as a line through South Carolina, North Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi is north. To the north, the continent is not as isolated as we might think. The northernmost point is about as far from Papua New Guinea as Key West is from Cuba, about 100 miles. Thomas Watson is born in 1854. He was the famous assistant to Alexander Graham Bell in the development of the telephone. Watson had several inventions on his own, including the telephone ringer. Before he turns 30, he sold his interest in the telephone and founded the Four River Ship and Engine Building Company. It will become a major shipyard during World War II. Thomas Sopwith was born in 1888. The name Sopwith should give you a clue to his fame, but he had a variety of interests, including automobiles, motorcycles, and, of course, airplanes. He had a couple of others will form the Sopwith Aviation Company, which developed the famous World War I Sopwith Camel. Interestingly, it is a Sopwith Camel that Snoopy believes he is flying. Maybe the biggest question is, why when Snoopy was drawn in the late 50s and early 60s, did artist Charles Schulz revert to a World War I craft and not one from the more recent World War II? But then we would have not had the Red Baron. Sopwith was also a skilled ice skater and played on the British national hockey team in 1911. Oliver Hardy of the comedy duo Laurel and Hardy is born in 1892. He was not a good student and was intrigued with the new motion pictures. Working at a theater, he was convinced that he could act better than some in the films. A friend convinced him to look towards Fort Lauderdale, Florida, then a film center. That was 1913. He will find some success before being paired with Stan Laurel for a single film in 1921. They will cross paths several more times before appearing together beginning in 1927 and continue for the next three decades. Henry Smith, a physics professor at Davidson College in rural North Carolina, demonstrates an X-ray machine in 1896. Smith did not discover the new method, but seems to be the first to build a machine in North America. Today is, by some accounts, the birthday of naval aviation. At the beginning of the 20th century, the airplane was still highly experimental. They are fragile craft that are prone to frequent crashes. By 1911, the state-of-the-art is becoming more stable, but still the realm of the adventuresome. The high admirals in the Navy did not see a time when aircraft would be a naval tool or even a factor against the large gunboats of the day. Eugene Ely was 24 years old and given to fast cars. It was less than a year after he hopped in his boss's airplane, figuring it could not be much different than driving a car. He crashed it, walked away, bought the wreckage, rebuilt it, and learned to fly it. That was the summer of 1910. By the fall, he will fly one off the deck of a specially rigged ship in Norfolk Harbor. But taking off from a ship and flying to shore is of limited value. On this day in 1911, he lands the first one on a ship anchored in San Francisco Bay. Actor Kevin Costner is 69. I hear it's coming to an end, but am I the only person who found Yellowstone exceedingly coarse in style? I think I watched maybe 10 minutes once. Willie O'Ree makes his NHL debut in 1958. He was playing with the Boston Bruins. O'Ree is the first black player in the National Hockey League, a feature that's still quite rare, especially compared to other professional sports. Speaking of the National Hockey League, Marc Messier is 63 today. He was born into a hockey family as his dad had played professionally in the Western Hockey League. Marc will play a few games for the Indianapolis Racers before they folded. His only check bounced. Indiana is not hockey country, but the Racers did have some amazing talent, if only for a couple of years. Messier was a replacement for another youngster the Racers had traded away. You might have heard of Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky and Messier will join up at Edmonton and earn a few Stanley Cups there. In the summer of 1976, attendees of an American Legion convention become sick with a new form of pneumonia. On this day, 6 months later, scientists identify a previously unknown bacterium as the cause of the illness, now known as Legionnaire's disease. The bacteria resides in freshwater systems such as fountains and cooling towers. 1981, the idea of base jumping is in the news. Base jumping is parachuting from a fixed object such as a bridge. On this day, Phil Smith and Phil Mayfield become the first two people to complete a jump from each of the four categories of base jumping: from buildings, from antennas, from bridges, and cliffs. The idea of what constitutes amateur for participation in the Olympics has changed greatly over time. The Russians in the Cold War were believed to highly subsidize their teams. The basketball teams and in recent times the hockey teams utilize players from the professional ranks. In some ways, it takes away from the event in my thinking. This is really a new concept. Jim Thorpe had won two gold medals in the 1912 Olympics in the decathlon and pentathlon track and field events. He was stripped of his medals afterwards when it was learned he had played two seasons of semi-professional baseball. On this day in 1983, the International Olympic Committee restores them to his family 29 years after he died. A nice symbolic gesture, but really meaningless. Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry was really a piece of work. Highly popular with the permanent residents of the nation's capital, he was late in his third term as mayor when on this day in 1990, he's videotaped smoking crack in an FBI drug operation and arrested. He will serve 6 months in federal prison and then be re-elected mayor for a fourth term. How the District of Columbia has grown a population of lifelong residents is something the planners never envisioned, and something of a mystery. The population is 678,000 at last tally, with a variety of inner-city problems. The Airbus A380 is unveiled in 2005. Airbus is a multinational European company formed to compete with U.S. interest. It's giving Boeing a serious run for its money. Of course, if you're paying any attention, Boeing does not need much help. That's History and Comment for the 18th day of January. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.